For all things health and fitness, this is the Army Gymnastics Podcast.
The Army Gymnastics Podcast.
Discover a fitter, healthier you at armygymnastics.com.
Are you ready for a fit, healthier you? Welcome to the Army Gymnastics Podcast. Hey, I am Kate, and today we're going to talk insulin and exercise, the effects of exercise with type 2 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes, as if you're listening to this, you probably know, it's a lifelong disease that you can learn to manage with exercise. If you want to find out the relationship between insulin and exercise, then head to armygymnastics.com and you can read up about it there on the website. We've also got videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you check that out. Regime is about more than just weight loss. It's also about promoting your overall health and well-being. I think if we just focus on the weight loss, it's just stressful. There's all sorts of stuff tangled up with that. But if you focus more on the overall health and well-being of yourself, then, you know, weight loss can be an added benefit, but it's not the one thing to focus on. And it's especially true if you suffer from type 2 diabetes. Understanding the relationship between insulin and exercise can actually help you successfully manage your condition, which is the most important thing. Now, if you were recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or you want to take preventative measures, keep listening. That's what we're here to talk about, to learn more about the connection between insulin and exercise so you can take control of your diabetes diagnosis. So first up is understanding your body's glucose levels. People with type 2 diabetes naturally have too much glucose, which is blood sugar, in your blood. This is caused by a variety of things, including diet, lack of insulin, or insulin resistance. Your body needs a certain level of insulin to process glucose, and without it, insulin levels spike and patients develop diabetes and other complications. Insulin resistance means that the body isn't using insulin properly to break down glucose in the blood. So how does exercise impact glucose levels? It's no secret that exercise is good for you, both for your mind and your body. What most people don't realize is the essential role it plays in controlling your blood sugar levels. Regular exercise is proven to lower blood glucose levels in diabetics. Yes, during exercise, your muscles use glucose, and this causes the levels to go down in your blood. Exercise also lowers insulin resistance, making it more efficient and effective at controlling blood sugar levels, which is really awesome. And most patients with type 2 diabetes also struggle with their weight. And I know that we said that focusing on your weight wasn't the most important thing to focus on, but the exercise side effect of exercising is you will have a better maintained weight. So exercise is especially beneficial for promoting a healthy lifestyle, particularly if you are suffering from type 2 diabetes. There are other long-term health benefits as well. Exercise in general can help type 2 diabetics live a longer, more fulfilling life. There are countless benefits to exercise and maintaining a healthy weight that are especially beneficial for diabetics. And these include, but they're not limited to, stand by for the list: lower blood pressure, increased energy, improved mood, reduced stress, weight loss, muscle gain, stronger bones. That happens for anyone, but that is only going to be extra beneficial if you do have type 2 diabetes. One of the main benefits of exercise for people with type 2 diabetes is the reduced risk of heart disease. Diabetics are more likely to develop blocked arteries and suffer from a heart attack or stroke, and regular exercise promotes a strong, healthy heart and also lungs. High cholesterol is another danger for diabetics. This condition can create plaque buildup near the heart, and this may prevent blood from flowing easily through the arteries. Exercise is proven to lower cholesterol levels. Yeah, it's the all-round good thing to do, exercise. So choosing an exercise regime, this is important because it'll help you maintain it or sustain your exercise. Sometimes variety is the spice of life. I like to break up my exercise and don't do the regular thing, you know, don't have this like, I don't know, like have to do it like this, that or the other. But some people like a little bit more of a routine. So now that you understand the importance of insulin and exercise, it's time to choose a healthy, manageable exercise routine for your condition. And before you begin any exercise plan, just it is really important that you consult your doctor and talk to them about, you know, what you can do, how strenuous you can take it, you know. Don't just go slamming it. Just a walk or yoga can be good. If you're already overweight and you have a diagnosed heart condition, you really do need to start slow. And overexerting yourself during exercise is as much of a health risk as not exercising at all. Armygymnastics.com. Go and read up on all of the best ways to exercise. You can also go to the YouTube channel. I'm going to keep reminding you. But yeah, you can find some inspiration there. Because the importance of insulin and exercise is, if you're looking for a way to control your type 2 diabetes naturally, then diet and exercise may be the answer. And when you understand the connection between insulin and exercise, you can make healthy choices to help control and manage your condition. And Army Gymnastics can help you get on the path to a fitter, stronger, healthier you. So jump online, armygymnastics.com, for more information. And you can check out all of the articles that we have, the regular info and tips and trends for living your best life. Because come on, you get one. So you may as well like treat yourself. So armygymnastics.com, jump online there and you can read a bunch of stuff. And also, like I said, we got our YouTube channel as well. So you can watch some videos. But thank you so much for listening. A few more podcasts are up, so you can also listen to some more podcasts as well. And stay healthy, stay fit.
Thanks for listening. For all things health and fitness, subscribe to our newsletter today. Find out more at armygymnastics.com.